Hey, podcast listeners. Today's episode is a quick version of a fairly complicated and popular theory of psychotherapy, and that is internal family systems. I'm adjusting a little bit, and I kind of playfully call it internal founder systems, thinking about how the different entities, voices, archetypes inside of us get along or don't get along or help with the goals and motivations of our business or get in the way of the motivations of our business. Basically, this idea is that we are made up of a variety of different parts, and sometimes those parts are in wonderful union and sometimes they're not. And so being able to track, identify the parts and help them to get along is the goal. So that's what I'm talking about on the podcast today. Again, it's a pretty short one, so maybe not quite doing justice to a pretty complicated theory, but I wanted you to have at least a working model of the language and concepts of internal family/founder systems. Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means, sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs. And I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation.
My name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I'm a clinical psychologist who focuses on the mental health and well-being of entrepreneurs. One of the things I want to talk about today is the integration of internal family systems and the psychology of entrepreneurs. Sometimes I call this internal founder systems, which points to the number of different roles or voices that are happening within one singular person. The idea of internal family systems, that there are different parts of us, sometimes of different ages or genders or backgrounds, that get kind of integrated and live inside of our minds. If you've seen the Pixar films Inside Out 1 and 2, that's a little bit of this model. There's the idea of like different elements of us that are represented by different voices in our heads. And one of the things that can be super helpful is when you are trying to engage in self-reflection and self-understanding, which I recommend that all entrepreneurs do because it's extraordinarily important to have a good read of yourself and a good mastery over your internal processes if you're going to do anything challenging, whether that's running a business or creating a piece of art or even leading a family. It's important to understand the different voices and motivations that live inside of you. So if you think about this kind of framework, like maybe you've seen depicted in the movie Inside Out with these different elements representing different parts, internal family systems is a bit of a different model of that. It's not based so much on emotion, but on the roles that different aspects of our psyche play. So Richard Schwartz is the originator of internal family systems, and he talks about a couple of different categories of internal representations or of voices in our head. And the categories that he talks about are firefighters, exiles, and managers. And the firefighters are the emergency response team. They are the parts of us that sound the alarm, that get anxious, that pattern match danger and alert our bodies and defense mechanisms and other parts of our system to the possibility that we might not be safe. Exiles are the parts of us that maybe are too young or developmentally inappropriate to the place where we are now. So if we're 45, an example of an exile could be an inner child, an inner seven-year-old that feels disrupted or concerned or selfish. We might also have, this happens very often in entrepreneurs, an inner rebel, like a teenager version, the part of us that's like wants to stick it to the authorities. Exiles are also other parts of us that feel maybe societally unacceptable, or the parts of us that we feel like we need to hide for a variety of reasons. And then the third category of these cast of characters in ourselves is the managers. These are the adult parts of us, the parts that are more socially acceptable. This is the CEO or the founder or the father or the very adult grown-up role that we play in the 3D, in the life that we lead in the presence of other people. So I know this can sound like there's a lot of moving parts, and there are moving parts. I guess that's the point, that we are all, each individual, made up of a variety of parts that sometimes are in harmony and sometimes are in disharmony. When we talk about things like internal tension or at war with yourself, often we're talking about this conflicting motivations between these inner parts of us. When I think about entrepreneur psychology, I think this is a really helpful model because this is alive and well in every entrepreneur that I know, right? Every entrepreneur that I know has very effective managers. These are the parts that motivate us, that lead our team, that engage in our morning practices, that help to drive our lives in a way that is goal-oriented and productive. And those managers may or may not get along well with the exiles that live inside of us. As I referenced, many entrepreneurs have a very strong internal rebel, a teenager, a voice that is a bit angry or resistant to maybe the critical father that didn't believe we could amount to much because we didn't go to Harvard, or the mother that we're still trying to make happy or ease their depression. The internal rebel is often the part of the entrepreneur that makes it possible for them to be an entrepreneur at all. It's the part of us that says, I can do it my own way, or I don't want to follow the rules. I'm not going to work in a cubicle and work my way up some kind of hierarchical business structure. I want to do my own thing. I want to be the boss. I want to make a new product. I see an innovative, different way. It is a part of us that refuses to acquiesce to simpler paths or paths of more authority where we are, you know, working for somebody else. So this internal rebel is a really important part of the entrepreneur or the founder internal system, because it often powers the very thing that is driving our innovation and our capacity to build something or make something. But it's important to have a good read of it, because the internal rebel can be highly problematic. Sometimes the internal rebel is rebelling against the internal manager, right? The internal CEO that says, you can't stay up drinking super late the night before the board meeting, or the part of us that wants to be self-disciplined and structured is at odds with the part of us that wants to stick it to the authority. So it's important, again, to like notice these areas of tension where maybe the freedom that we want, the rebellion that we want, is against the other things that we want, because the organization and the management of our lives and of ourselves is often a more direct way to get our goals met or to grow our businesses, to help us to be successful along the conventional path. I think it's important to just recognize that this can exist in all of us, and that we are a multiplicity. We are both the rebel, and we're also sometimes a child. Most of us have some version of an inner child that is afraid or has been hurt, is a little bit of a fragile part of us. And that can be an uncomfortable part, because we want to be managers, we want to be bosses, we want to rule the show. We don't want to acknowledge that there is this soft-skinned little person that lives inside of us that is vulnerable to being hurt, that cares very much about customer comments or what people say about us on Twitter, that cares very much about criticism, that wants to, you know, please, that wants to be accepted, that wants to be loved. And it's a bit challenging when we don't have the capacity to be kind and tender to that part, but we're constantly sort of stuffing it down or trying to shut it up so that we can go about the business of running our business. One of the, I think, important things about the internal family systems model is to recognize that all of the parts are important. They have a role to play, and they often need to have a space to express their voice. If we completely ignore the rebel is going to, you know, start fires in the bathroom while the manager's not looking. If we completely ignore the child, we will find ourselves unconsciously or sort of accidentally doing things for acceptance rather than doing things because they make good business sense or doing things from our adult perspective. It's also important to have a read on the firefighters. The firefighters are the catastrophizers, the part of us that is often recognizing just what steps will make us vulnerable to losing our business or to everything crumbling. The firefighters are the emergency response team. And again, they are designed to keep us safe. But if they are running the show in our business, then we make decisions out of fear, out of threat, rather than out of strategy or out of, you know, thoughtful organized management. Most of these characters become more exaggerated under different kinds of stressors. So when there's more uncertainty, the firefighter may be more agitated. When there's more relational strain, the inner child may be more afraid. When there is pressure to perform, the rebel might come up strong. And so as you recognize within yourself how you respond to stress, it's important to keep tabs on the way that different kinds of stress bring out these different aspects of you. And again, none of them are bad. None of them are wrong. The rebel is what got you here. The inner child is what draws you toward affection and connection and love. The firefighter is what keeps you from doing stupid things that are going to risk the well-being of your business. And the manager is the person that gets you up every day and helps you to keep gas in your car and keep your laptop battery charged and get your kid to school on time. Like, we need all of these elements of us. We don't want to villainize any of them, but we want to understand how they fit together. And that's why this is called internal family systems. It's not a bunch of strangers living in your head. It is a bunch of entities that are interconnected. And so just like you would think about how to help a family be healthy, how to help adults in a family care effectively for children in a family, how to help children in a family effectively communicate with the adults in the family. That's a little bit like what we're doing when we're thinking about mental health from this perspective, is how to help those voices be in some harmony together, how to help the inner child feel a sense of belonging and connection, how to help the rebel feel accepted and like they have the space to play and push back and be creative without absolutely wreaking havoc. And often the manager is the one that is, you know, kind of the parent of the crew and is in the position of hosting the table where the internal entities can be in conversation or in dialogue. So if you find yourself in a place of a lot of tension, it might be helpful for you to sit down and actually identify the different voices. Like, this is the voice of the inner child. This is the voice of the rebel. This is the voice of the firefighter. This is the voice of the husband or wife. This is the voice of the parent. This is the voice of the business owner or CEO. And identify what each of those entities, what their motivation is, what their fear is, what they're clamoring for or needing in a given moment. Self-reflection and self-awareness involves a sense of appreciation for our own complexity, for the variety of maybe not quite conscious motivations and drives that are shaping our behavior or our reactions. And when we find ourselves acting in ways that surprise us, or when we find ourselves, you know, kind of becoming less and less mature when we're under pressure, those are the moments that are important to really track. What part of me is driving the ship right now? What part of me is in control? What part of me is agitated and needs soothing? Because being a multiplicity is kind of awesome, right? There's variety, there's different perspectives, there's different ages, there's maturity and playfulness and awareness and emergency responsiveness. All of those things are really lovely when they live inside of us, but we want them to live harmoniously. When we don't track them or pay attention to them, then some of those motivations can come out sideways in ways that can wreak havoc on our personal lives and certainly in our businesses. So create a map of the voices in your head. My inner child is around 7. Maybe you have one who's younger or older, or maybe about that age. Each of us has a little bit of a different map of what it looks like inside. And because this model of therapy is so popular, there are wonderful resources online in terms of making a map of your internal family, of being able to really track and begin to listen to and hear the different voices and motivations that live inside of you, how to give them space, how to give them a voice, and how not to let any one of them kind of run away with the show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this quick overview on internal family or internal founder systems is helpful to you. If you are looking for ways for your internal voices to be in more harmony, please reach out to me and my team. It's kind of what we do. We help entrepreneurs with their internal worlds so that they can be most effective at managing the external world of their business. You can follow along with the work that we do at zenfounder.com or follow me on Instagram at dr.sherrywalling.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.